You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will keep its liberal majority. Liberal Judge Susan Crawford defeated conservative Judge Brad Schimel last night, and it was not the nail-biter many expected. She won by about 9 points. Her lead was clear within about half an hour of polls closing. Her election night watch party was at the Park Hotel on Madison's Capitol Square, and when the race was called, the crowd erupted.
Elon Musk can kiss our ass.
And that really was the theme of the night. Analysts say this was our first real test to see how Wisconsinites and America overall feel about Donald Trump's first couple months in office, and by extension, what they think of Elon Musk.
As a little girl growing up in Chippewa Falls, I never could have imagined that I'd be taking on the richest man in the world. And we won!
Anna Wilson voted for Crawford.
We deserve this moment after the election in November, and we proved him wrong.
Meanwhile, Brad Schimel conceded the race at his watch party in Pewaukee. The first real sign of trouble for Schimel was that he wasn't performing as well in the WOW counties, usually considered conservative strongholds. He'd been running for 16 months.
It wasn't what I wanted to do. I mean, all of you have heard me say this 1,000 times. I didn't want to do this. But I knew it was important, and I knew I had to put my all in.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court will continue to have 4 liberal justices and 3 conservative justices. It'll stay that way until at least the next election in 2028. You can find all the election coverage you could possibly want at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Incumbent State Superintendent of Public Instruction Dr. Jill Underley walked away victorious in Tuesday night's election, fending off challenger Brittany Kinzer in one of the most competitive state superintendent races in recent years.
Yeah, we still have a lot of work to do. You know, I think we have to look forward. We want to make sure that we're preparing kids for their future and not our past.
Much of the campaign from each candidate revolved around school choice, student test score standards, and Act 10. In a statement after the race was called, Dr. Underley said her victory belonged to everyone who believed in the power of public education. Civic Media's Derek Tritz was at Dr. Underley's watch party.
This victory belongs to all of us who believe in the power of public education. It's a testament to our shared commitment to ensuring that every child in Wisconsin has access to a high-quality education regardless of their zip code.
During her victory speech, Dr. Underley also praised the various strides made over the past 4 years under her tenure in high school graduation rates and expanded career and technical education opportunities for Wisconsin students. Brittany Kinzer's campaign mainly focused on issues like school choice and test score standards. In a statement, she encouraged voters to keep having conversations about the importance of restoring those high standards and warned that Wisconsin students are in a reading crisis.
It is a reading crisis, and I'm so glad that we were able to elevate this reading crisis so that all of you who are listening to me now will get in this fight for our children.
Kinzer also promised that she would not stop advocating for the state's children.
This is just one race. This is my life's calling, is to work for our children, and I won't stop today.
And the state requirement to have a photo ID at the polls is now permanent.
Wisconsin voters overwhelmingly approved a ballot measure to require photo identification in order to be able to vote in elections. The measure had nearly twice as many votes in favor as it did against across the state. The Republican-backed ballot measure will amend the state constitution to make the photo ID requirement permanent. The state legislature had originally passed the voter ID requirement back in 2011. Now, voter ID is protected from future lawsuits as part of the state constitution.
Voter ID was the first statewide contest on the ballot to be called, with AP declaring that the referendum had passed shortly after polls closed on election night. Speaking of polls closing, one town here in central Wisconsin stayed open an hour longer because voters that had tried to cast their ballots in the morning in Cronenwetter yesterday were leaving from long wait times. Officials say they switched to paper poll books at 10 a.m. on Election Day after technology issues were causing significant delays. And by the afternoon, a court order moved the deadline to vote to 9 p.m. The cause of the issue is unknown, but clerks Trueblood and Poyer will work with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to find out more. And local results for Village President and Kronenwetter, David Baker, brought in over 1,500 votes, beating Aaron Myska. And in Unity, Tony Johnson pulled in just 5 more votes than Dylan Cook. In Weston, Mark Maloney raked in 470 more votes than James Pinsenaw. And Pinsenaw did secure Village Trustee, alongside Barbara Ermeling. Also, in Marathon County in the town of Bergen, a write-in beat the candidate that was running. Town Clerk Glorian Doyle received only 67 votes to 188 write-ins. Now, Doyle is charged with embezzling more than $100,000 from the town, which may have hurt her campaign. And the town of Wausau's referendum asking if the person holding office of town clerk in the town of Wausau be appointed by the town board, it failed, with 503 voting no, beating the yes votes by 29. And for school referendums, the Wausau School District did not pass, with over 10,000 voting no for an $8 million per year for 5 years referendum. Rosholt also shot theirs down. Meanwhile, Auburndale approved both. But for Wausau, with a growing budget deficit, it leaves the future of the district uncertain. Without the total of $40 million over 5 years, the district may make drastic cuts. And officials say property taxes would not have increased had the referendum passed. And you may hear jets flying overhead this week. The 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard will conduct evening training flights through Thursday. The F-35 aircraft will be operating until around 9 o'clock at night. Pilots will follow flight paths in an effort to minimize noise, but you may still hear them. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers shut out the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with a 5-0 win over Kansas City. Right-hander Chad Patrick getting his first start with 300 friends and relatives in the stands from his hometown of Hebron, Indiana, as he battled a flu bug.
Yeah, I mean, the day of my starts, I'm really anxious. You know, I gag a lot. I was just trying to get better and get healthy.
Solo home run shots from Christian Yelich and catcher Eric Haas, who drilled one deep into left field.
Change up down. Really wasn't looking for it. I was surprised. We both had a good laugh about it after, and I hit a one-hopper right off him. So, yeah, just trying to get a good pitch and not try to do too much.
NBA, Bucks with a 133-123 win over the Suns, and former Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer at the NFL meetings. Mark Murphy on the Packers' proposal to ban the Philadelphia tush-push.
You know, we spoke on behalf of it. So it was tabled. If it's not banned, you're going to see more and more teams do it.
That's Mark Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots of rock stars experience hearing loss, but things look even more bleak for former frontman of The Who, Roger Daltrey. According to the New York Post, Daltrey recently said he is going deaf and blind. Daltrey, who turned 81 last month, downplayed his condition while on stage during a recent concert and chalked it up to the joys of getting old. The lead singer joked to the crowd that at least he still has his voice, or he would be full Tommy, referencing the pinball wizard and title character from the band's rock opera who couldn't hear, speak, or see. Fans of the animated show Rick and Morty have had to wait a year and a half, but the show is coming back. Adult Swim released the trailer for the new season of the show, which was created in part by Wisconsinite and former Milwaukee comedy sports player Dan Harmon. The show has already been renewed through season 12. Season 8 drops May 25th on Adult Swim. Beyoncé has always been ambitious, putting out album after album, switching genres, and putting out country music material, and apparently she even dreams about winning an Oscar. The Grammy-winning actress told her Austin Powers co-star Michael Caine that an Academy Award was her goal. Caine shared the info about the then 19-year-old Beyoncé in his new memoir, saying he thought she was incredibly talented. He was right. Since then, she's become one of the most decorated music artists of all time. Caine's new book is called Don't Look Back, You'll Trip Over, My Guide to Life. In Girls, Aaron Rodgers' awkwardly dated news, actress Shailene Woodley is joining the cast of Paradise. The well-received show has announced that Woodley will appear in season 2 as a recurring character in the Fox political thriller. The show was consistently ranked #1 on Hulu and Disney Plus throughout its first season. Season 2 is currently filming. I've reached out to the former Mr. Shailene Woodley Rodgers for comment, but nothing yet. There's a new Fab Four, and they will be playing the Fab Four. Director Sam Mendes announced the four actors who will play the Beatles in his new project at CinemaCon Monday at season Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. The project is titled The Beatles, and the actors portraying the Beatles are all from the UK and include Paul Mescal as Paul McCartney, Harris Dickinson will play John Lennon, Barry Keoghan as Ringo Starr, and Joseph Quinn will play George Harrison. Screen Daily reports that all four cast members are previous recipients of the UK's prestigious Stars of Tomorrow Awards over the last few years. Mendes, the Skyfall in 1917 director, says principal photography on the four-part biopic will start next year and is hoping a release in theaters will get people out of the house and binge-watching content on the big screen. Sounds good, but at the very least, the soundtrack should be great. The Beatles is currently looking at a 2028 release. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The snow and freezing rain will gradually come to an end, scattered off and on rain likely for much of the day today. It will be a little breezy, too, especially this morning. Our high 42, tonight down to 32, tomorrow mostly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.